It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jim, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob.
Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Happy Friday, everyone. Last day of the week.
Happy Friday.
I don't hear Andy.
Happy Friday.
Wow, that's loud.
And here
Wow.
Well, I was being jovial.
No, that's okay. No, my ears are up a little loud.
Okay.
You know, my volume's up a little high is what I should say.
Well, that's funny. A lot of people turn me down.
I just did. All right. Impossible question of the day.
Okay. Yesterday's was,
and I don't know, Charlie, we should have got this one right. We blew it. 8% of households have one of these that does not work.
I got it. A teenager.
They don't work. That's typically right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually a flashlight.
Oh.
So listen to us tomorrow on Fix It Radio, and we'll show you how to make that happen. But
well, you know, that's true. Who checks the batteries after it's been sitting there for years?
I use rechargeable ones now because of that. Mine all sit in a charger, so mine all work.
I use a lightsaber with the Force. Always works.
Is that how that goes? It got that little...
Yeah. I'm older now. It flickers.
All right. Impossible question of the day. We'll answer this at 5 o'clock hour. You can answer it now, though, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 14% of people admit to doing this while driving. 14%.
Admit to hitting this.
Oh, hitting this. Sorry, I didn't see that. Hitting this.
Okay, this is totally easy. A protester.
I'm not commenting.
You're not going to comment.
So 14% admit to hitting this.
Did you see how many people, though, that was all over social media? It was just when the protesters were blocking highways and stuff, and the talk was, would you hit one just because you can't take it anymore? And I mean, it didn't matter if you were left, right, middle. It made no difference.
I know.
People were just like, I just want to get where I'm going.
Just get out of my way.
Yeah. Hitting this, I would say an animal, like a deer, that kind of thing.
A pet, something like that?
Okay, yeah, since they have to admit to it, I'd say a pet, because you're not really admitting to hitting a deer. I mean, they come out of nowhere sometimes.
Right.
Okay, I'll say a pet. What do you think?
14% admit to hitting this while driving. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Either a... So I'm guessing some sort of animal. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I was hoping it'd be something more exciting, but... Well, have you ever ran over a pet?
I said protester.
Have you ever ran over a pet, just as a question? Knock on wood, I never have.
No. You know, I've never hit anything. I'm one of these people who really, really, really avoids hitting anything. I'm very careful.
The only thing I've ever done is aim at prairie dogs, but I never seem to hit them. They scurry across the road too fast.
Rabbits, you can't. I can't believe
I've
Boulder,
never
hit a rabbit.
I used to aim at prairie dogs. Go figure.
Serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, I'd try to hit them if they're on the road. Oh. I hate prairie dogs.
But they're cute.
I don't care. They're rats.
When they stand up on their hind legs.
Used to shoot them. Boom. Done. Did you ever watch a prairie dog's head blow up?
No, I'm afraid I missed that.
You didn't miss that part, huh?
We can bring that up in the next hour with movies you only see once.
Okay, we will do that. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Actually, Dr. Anthony Harper is going to join us here in a few minutes, and we'll get an update of what's going on at the White House. Lots of changes, and Oh, how do I say this in a really nice way? I know a lot of you out there, and I love you all dearly, and I'm still getting, you know, emails, text messages, and so on, you know, your theories and opinions on, you know, Trump still being president after the inauguration, because, you know, the inauguration has to happen to show the high crimes have been committed, because without that, Trump can't go through and do all of the arrests and, you know, prove what's happened. And folks, I'm sorry, but no, it's not happening.
Is it sad to see people you've known for years who you respect, good people?
Like Lynn Wood?
Well, yeah, but not just Lynn Wood. I mean, even people closer to home.
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
That is a good example. But people that you've really respected falling apart because they see the desperation of what's coming.
Yes.
And the misery is simply too much for them to bear. They literally cannot face the reality of what's about to happen.
That's what I see, Andy. And just, I said this before, but I'll keep saying it. As I continue to get emails on the press side of things from people inside the White House that used to book all of our guests saying, hey, I'm leaving, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, I'm no longer going to be there. Folks, if somehow inside all these people knew that Trump was going to be victorious after or right after Inauguration Day, why would they be bailing?
Well, they wouldn't, John. It's over.
They know it. All right. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. We got an interview coming up with them a little bit later today. But in the meantime, anything you need from Extreme, especially tires, they've got you covered. Don't forget, they've got diesel repair. They've got 0% six-month financing. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Extreme Auto Repair, find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Ascend Health Center. And if you need some help losing weight or just feeling better, no matter what it is, Dr. Julie can help you and would love to. And a lot of you, I know, struggle in some of those areas. And especially with what is happening even this next week, a lot of you, you know, you just may need some help. And not saying that in a negative way, because Dr. Julie is very positive. She'll help you. She'll help you through 2021. Right now, there's a 30% discount off of her diet program and the Brain Tap program she has right now. That's a free appointment. Just call her today, 303-343-8800, or find them at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well, because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation, tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself and Andy Pate, of course, and Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Dr. Anthony Harper joining us now. Dr. Harper, welcome back. Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
I'm very thankful in the midst of all that's going on. Quite an emotional time here in Washington, D.C. At the White House. I was just reading today in a Newsmax report about President Trump's plans for the inauguration day that he, by having a kind of a fanfare event, the departure thing, he's really kind of one-upping Biden and Harris.
So he's going to do, I'm assuming, a separate event, Dr. Harper?
Yeah, separate event. There'll be a 21-gun salute, according to this Newsmax report that's been discussed. You know, a really big event in his leaving Washington, D.C. to Mar-a-Lago, as expected. But so a separate event in the morning, the inauguration day. So he will really be, as I mentioned, one-upping Biden and Harris.
Dr. Harper, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Trump not attending the inauguration, but do you really see any way they could have pulled it off without it being too awkward and really disruptive?
Not really. You know, when you think about it, there was so much serious at stake in court of President Trump because, you know, he previously had stated, especially in the Congress, that this will never be a socialist country. He was concerned that, you know, about this trend towards socialism, and he's used the word C in reference to, I think, the word communist. So, you know, it's a big deal for him, and I don't know that he really would want to have anything to do with Biden-Harris because of their socialist, if not communist, you know, viewpoints.
Sure. No, that, and by the way, that makes total sense. I did not know about the separate events, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. So how are things going, you know, for you, Intermountain Christian News? You know, give us an update of what's going on your end. What, you know, what will happen to you guys this next week with the transition? You know, just give us a little update on that, Dr. Harper.
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, about freedom of the press and how members of the Christian media are going to be treated at the White House. You know, I'm not going to cower in and just say all flattering things. You know, a lot of the media are just swoon over Biden and Harris, or they did when I was there during the Obama administration, swoon over Obama. I'm there to ask challenging questions regarding our Christian concerns and those key issues about sanctity of life, you know, sanctity of marriage, you know, what Biden and Harris are going to do about those issues, as well as protecting our religious liberties and defending Israel's sovereignty. I think there's a really stark contrast between President Trump and Vice President Pence and Biden and Harris on those matters.
Dr. Harper, AOC has been talking a lot about how we need to limit the press.
Right.
Basically limit the freedom of the press. And the simple fact is she and her coalition have a lot of sway in the new administration and with their dominance on the Hill. What does this signal to you? Are you worried? I mean, what do you see coming?
Yeah, I'm seriously concerned with statements like that show that she's really not in support of our Constitution. I mean, about this is a big issue about the freedom of the press and not suppressing our rights to meet at church. You know, and her views are clearly a socialist, if not bordering on the communist perspective. And I don't understand how people would let people like her in the Congress. She doesn't qualify. I can't see that she's constitutionally qualified to be a member of Congress.
Can I talk for just a moment about COVID relief? I just want to ask you a question on this. Joe Biden has basically tied COVID relief for businesses to race and gender. And he says he basically wants it to go much more to people who are minorities and women, and white male-oriented ones will get, let's face it, not as much or none at all. What do you think of that?
That sounds definitely clearly unfair. He has, I think, by his actions, shown some racist and gender, you know, preference. I don't think that he's really not operating on all cylinders in this issue, and I don't know that if he's really fit for his office at this point.
Okay.
Is it really serious concerns for America, you know, constitutionally? And you remember, if he was at Gettysburg in October of last year, trying to play off of President Lincoln's theme or whatever, but it's a stark contrast that he and Lincoln have nothing in common, and especially with regard to spiritual issues, when he was referring to the soul of a nation being in jeopardy.
Do you folks at Intermountain Christian News, are you concerned about what's going to be done with the church? I believe that the attack, you speak of the attack on the media, and I think, let's face it, it's the attack on the right-leaning media that's going to be coming, not the left-leaning.
Right. Well said, Andy.
What do you see coming toward the church from the Biden administration? And let's face it, from places like Colorado, where the Biden administration is, quite frankly, going to be empowering governors like Governor Polis. What do you see coming down the pike for the church?
Well, I'm really seriously concerned about the freedom of the church to meet. And you notice that it's really Jews and Christians that are getting the brunt of this abuse, the way that the way Christian churches and the Jewish synagogues are treated. And I'm really seriously concerned about our freedom to worship and all that being affected by this Harris administration. And neither one of them that really are supporting Judeo-Christian values. And President Trump, in his speech July 3rd at Mount Rushmore, made it clear that we only kneel to Almighty God. And, and calling us to return to our Judeo-Christian values. Well, you sure wouldn't hear Biden and Harris make that same call.
No, they're not going to make that call. That's not going to happen. Well, Doctor, what I really love to do is I know Wednesday's Inauguration Day. Maybe we can have you call in either later Wednesday or Thursday, give us an update of how things went. I'd love to know that since you're on the ground.
Yeah, it's a very troubling time. I do appreciate people praying for me and other the good remaining media that are left at the White House. We're in the real minority.
Right.
And so... Yeah, I sure appreciate everyone's prayers and that we can continue to make a difference there at the White House. And can you imagine how much stress it will be for Biden and Harris when I'm there asking these challenging questions regarding rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and what they're going to do to defending those rights and Israel's right to exist.
Hey, Dr. Harper, speaking of you and Intermountain Christian News taking heat, coming under fire and being walled out, have you been mistreated by big tech yet? I mean, do you see anything coming that way? Do you see them barring you from various sites or pages and so forth?
Well, I had a warning that I got from YouTube.
Did you?
Because of a post about, I did a news report from the White House regarding, questioning Biden and Harris and their, support of those issues that I talked about before about life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and how different they are from Trump and Pence on those issues, as well as Israel. And, I can't see that they'd be all that happy about it. I haven't had YouTube remove any of my YouTube reports yet, but I'm seriously concerned about my right, my freedom as a member of the press to but this is really all factually based. There are clear differences between Biden and Harris and Trump and Pence on these matters, and I should have the right to point out those differences.
So basically, you didn't call for violence. You didn't call for anything bad. All you did was question their approach and what they were going to do on these issues, and you were warned by YouTube.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Harper, thanks as always. And again, reach out. We'll get you back on next week, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. That's Dr. Anthony Harper, Intermountain Christian News. Up next, it's Franktown Firearms, folks. And boy, I will tell you that I think it's very important now more than ever. If you've ever thought about owning a gun, maybe you've never even been around one. You don't know how they work. You don't know how they function. There's a complete range at Franktown Firearms. They can show you the weapon that would work best for you. gun that works best for you, I should say, because, by the way, they're not all exactly the same. Despite what the left will tell you, they're not all the same. There's different sizes, shapes, calibers, things that fit your hands differently. We're talking rifles, pistols, shotguns, you name it. It's all at Franktown Firearms, and they can walk you through all of that and what's your best choice. KLZradio.com. Don't forget, they'll train you as well and have ammo. 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
All right, Pure 4 Chevrolet's up next. If you're looking to buy a new or used car or truck, now is the time. This weekend will be a great time. There's still some great incentives and a great used car lot at Pure 4 Chevrolet as well. And Bob said the other day they've got some great deals on even some low-priced cars as well. So head out to Fort Lupton this weekend, 303-659-8311, or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. As we head into 2021, it's going to be very important for you to be on target, financially speaking, and that's where Al comes into play. Golden Eagle Financial, you can find Al at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I dream the same dream that Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed, that we live in a world where we are not judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. Kim Munson here. This is foundational to the American idea, and one that should unify us. Monday, my fellow Liberty Toastmasters will share their thoughts on unity, a word that is being bantered around by those who actually want to divide us. You won't want to miss these conversations Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, here we go. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And all right, so we got several things we're going to talk about here in just a moment here. But first off, let's see, should we do NRA or polar vortex? Polar vortex first.
Okay, let's do that first.
So polar vortex. So a lot of you noticed the last couple of days it's been very cold. Some of you maybe have noticed there's some things in the news where they talk about this polar vortex, which basically is the cold air over the polar cap, the North Pole. In this case, the air temperature warms up, splits the polar ice, you know, put the I'm not saying this correctly. It splits the polar air that's above it in two, sending some of it south towards us.
Okay.
This is part of what you're feeling as we speak. Depending upon how it actually shifts down into the U.S., it may end up getting much colder than it is right now. It's really kind of, it's like weather. It's a little bit dicey as to whether or not it's going to come down this far or not and even impact us more than it already has. But that's why you saw some of that temperature drop already.
Yeah. Now, by the way, John, if this, there are warm versions of this that sweep over too, that can sweep over the country.
Correct.
Whenever one of those happens, what do we hear for the next couple weeks?
Global warming.
Right. So when this happens, what do we hear for the next couple weeks?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nada.
Yeah. What we hear is, well, this is, we hear everything you just said. This is an isolated thing. You know, you've got the two fronts being split by, you know, warm up at there at the North Pole, and it's being sent this way. We hear all the science when it's the cold that sweeps over the country.
Right.
But when it's the warm that sweeps over the country, forget science. We hear it's the end of the world. Give us your money and your freedom.
Had a listener that texted me the other day that said they had been listening and following quite a few different things, and they're fairly convinced that despite what the news media said, we can plan on some cooler weather as a world even in the upcoming years, that this global warming thing is all a bunch of nonsense, which, again, I believe it's nonsense also.
Oh, it is, obviously.
Total nonsense.
A lot of it relates actually to solar flares.
A ton of it does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there are periods between solar flares and those effects on you.
Which, by the way, we're starting into one of those.
Yeah. And
we're entering into a period with less sunspot, less sun activity.
Right. And this is
why, usually means cooler.
Right. But those periods, they come and go. And this is why you always hear the global warming, you know, fanatics.
Nazis.
Yes.
That's what they are. Let's face it.
Sure. They always refer to times like in the late 60s, early 70s, and compare now to then. Why? Because that was a global cooling phase. And in fact, that's when they were talking about the second ice age.
Yeah, remember when we were in kids in school?
Yeah.
There was a little mini ice age we kept hearing.
There were people talking at that time about, you know, is the sun burning out? Will it ever come back? Is this the way it's going to be?
I remember those,
and,
Andy.
Yes, I do too. And of course, you know, up in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah. I can only imagine.
Right. And so they always compare to that time. Now, they don't say compare it to the 30s, which was a heat time. Okay, so they don't
compare. The Dust Bowl and all that?
Yeah, the Dust Bowl. They don't compare today's temperatures to the 30s. They compare it to the 60s and late 60s, early 70s, and that way they can show a big rise in
these
temperature.
These big swings, and which, by the way, there's not huge swings anyways.
No, there aren't, but at least there's something from there.
I continue to say this, and I will keep saying this. I've lived here my entire life in Colorado. I've seen the temperature go all different directions, all different times of the year. I've seen it snow on 4th of July. I've seen it be 100-plus degrees on 4th of July. I've seen it be 75 degrees Christmas Day. I've seen it be 20 below on Christmas Day. I've seen it all, and you know what? It just cycles through. It's just what happens.
What do you think about Bill Gates actually wanting to seed the atmosphere with reflective particles to block?
Do you want my real opinion
solar
of Bill
income?
Gates? I think Bill Gates is the son of Satan. I think he's one of the most evil individuals on the planet, if you really want my honest opinion.
Well, if he does that, he is.
I mean, I really
Dude,
think this guy
you,
is,
you,
he's evil. He is an evil individual. I don't care what anybody says.
They tell us don't mess with the ozone. Don't mess with, you know, putting smoke up in the sky.
Oh, by the way, that was the other thing when we were kids. Remember the hole?
Oh, yeah, the ozone layer.
The ozone hole. You couldn't use hairspray anymore, remember?
Right, and they would, yes, and it was kind of funny. In movies, they would look forward 20 years to now. 20, 30 years to now, and they would have people wearing sunscreen 2000 and things like that.
Charlie just sent us a message. Bill Gates just became the largest owner of farmland in the U.S. Quarter of a million acres. 225 million acres.
Yeah, okay.
That's a quarter billion acres.
And he will do bad things with that, by the way.
Yeah, Bill Gates is not a nice guy, folks.
He is an activist,
what
pure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Despite what you may think of him, that guy is as evil and will do everything possible to crush the enemy, quote unquote. And in his world, the enemy is anybody that doesn't agree with how he does things.
You know, John.
Right?
No, I totally agree.
I mean, that was true with him in business at Microsoft, with other companies and so on. I mean, he comes across as this really kind of geeky, nerdy guy that, you know, would slap you versus, you know, take his fist to you. That's just kind of how he comes across.
Yes.
That's not Bill Gates.
There are three kinds of wealthy people, John. You've got wealthy people who just love success and they just want to be wealthy and succeed at it.
Right.
You've got wealthy people who are incredibly generous and they want to make the world a better place, take care of these people, those people, and so forth.
Right.
Then you've got on the other side, wealthy people who look around the world and say, I want to remake it in my image with my wealth.
That's right.
He's in that group.
Yes, he is. Well said, Andy. That's a perfect description of Bill Gates. And by the way,
Soros
will do anything he can to crush those that disagree with that.
When you're remaking a world, John, you must remove freedom.
Remove
you
the obstacles.
You must overrun
obstacles.
That's the only way to remake a world is to overrun those who have the world as it is today.
And by the way, if you don't believe me on how evil Bill Gates is, just go back in history. Look it up on Wikipedia anywhere you want to, and go back and look at the trials that we as a country gave Microsoft and Bill Gates back in, what was that, was it 2000s or so, Charlie? I don't remember exactly when those trials were, but just go back and read some of the things and watch some of the testimony in the trials where they were breaking up, you know, Microsoft because it had become this huge monopoly and the government was breaking it up. Just go back and look at some of the things that he actually did and how they made him break up the company because of that.
Can you give me an example?
Oh, he would take competition and literally, Andy, do every single thing. I mean, these movies that you watch where, you know, they're aggressively going after one another and, you know, there's corporate espionage and, you know, you're paying this guy and paying that guy and meeting in dark alleys and so on. That was Bill Gates, Microsoft, and his enemies.
See, and that, by the way, is the rich liberal left.
Yeah.
Okay, the rich liberals, the rich left, they constantly look around and they say, how can I use my money to erase opposition?
By the way, if you don't believe me, everything I just said is well proven. Just go look it up on the internet. It's all out there. Hopefully you can still find it. I'm guessing it's probably still out there. The majority of that testimony that was given, people that worked around Bill Gates himself, and at the time I thought, you know, well, it's a monopoly. You know, I'm one of those guys where, you know, the less government intervention, the better. We don't want people interfering and so on. But the more you learned about the evil practices of Microsoft and how they were crushing any kind of competition that was coming along, you know, side them to actually, you know, make their life harder at Microsoft, he was overcoming the obstacles
okay.
by getting rid of them.
Okay, I got another question for you then. Because to see all that stuff, of course, you have to have open reporting. What do you think now of how much big tech has bought their way into the media? Along with China. China and big tech have bought their way into enormous control over the media. How do you expect to get the straight scoop?
I don't know that you ever will, and here's my other guess on that. And I can't prove this. I don't... You know, call this a conspiracy, call it what you want. This is my hunch. This is John's hunch. I'm guessing they took either a playbook or direct advice from Bill Gates himself on how to do what you just said, Andy.
Who did?
All of those tech companies.
Oh, big tech?
Yep. I would venture to guess that they had either firsthand communication with Bill Gates on how to do that, or they took, you know, bits and pieces out of his own playbook.
I think it's both. I really do. I do think they get together in smoke-filled rooms.
I think
and
they
back
do, too.
And do these kinds of things.
Yep.
And
guaranteed
by the way, folks, they're not wearing masks. And they get together, and they talk about how they can take over. Do I believe they do that? I guess I would just be incredibly surprised if they didn't.
Why wouldn't they?
They are all powerful now.
I mean, common sense would tell you that, sure, these guys get together and do that. They want to crush anything out there that would get in their way. And they all know that, you know, and keep this in mind as well. Facebook stands alone by itself. Yeah, there's a little bit of competition between it and Google, but for the most part, it stands alone.
Right.
Google, YouTube, you know, Google search engine, YouTube, all of that, it pretty much stands on its own. So Facebook's got it and Instagram. They stand on their own two
feet.
Largely
monopolies.
Largely monopolies in those areas. You know, Google, same situation. Twitter, by the way, you know, it's kind of a mini Facebook, but we all know how Twitter works. It's a completely different platform than what... Publisher than what Facebook is.
Right.
But, you know, each one of those guys can easily get into a smoke-filled room and talk about the things that they do. Why? Because they're really none of them taking anything away from each other. If anything, I'll go one step further. They're complementing one another, and a lot of what goes out gets shared across those platforms. They all benefit.
I think they're working as a team.
Agree.
As much as you have an offensive line, running backs, and a quarterback working as a unit. John, I mean, take a look at this last election. Every time you tried to Google something, you get 50 liberal options.
That's right.
For every conservative option. Every time you have a piece of conservative news on Facebook, you have that thing come up saying this has been disproven, or look at this instead.
Yep.
Twitter, you just get banned.
Yep.
Let me ask you something. If big tech had simply played it down the line, no preference whatsoever in this last election, I won't even ask you who would win. How big would Donald Trump have won this election? Even with the cheating.
Farther than he did in 2016.
He would have clobbered Biden. You've got to keep in mind, hundreds of millions of Americans, every time they went online, were steered left. Every single time they were steered left. Think about that.
Yep. All right, real quick, also, I've got a texter that I keep going back and forth on that claims that if, talking about, guns and all the different things going on there and the different protests that potentially could happen next week and so on, and sort of liking this, guns, gun controls, and so on, to where I think it's a he, I can't say that for sure, but basically making it to where this individual feels like the government should do heavy penalties and even jail time for people found not wearing masks.
This guy's advocating that?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find these people?
Well, they listen to our show. They're listening as we speak, Andy. He says we need to go read the science. You know, frankly, I've had gazillions of people
read the
on.
Numbers.
I just had one on yesterday, Dr. Kelly Victory, who was on yesterday. We were talking about masks and mask wearing and the ineffectiveness of them and so on. Folks, this isn't hard to go figure out that mask wearing is not helping the spread of COVID at all. If anything, it's promoting it.
Yeah.
In fact, I will stand on my own grave saying it's promoting it, period.
I think because of people touching their faces and so forth.
Constantly touching their
faces.
Although
I would say this, I think it's having a negligible effect either way. Basically, I think it's doing nothing. If it's doing anything, I think it's making it worse.
I'm a proponent that says they make it worse.
Yeah,
I
am too. I'm just saying.
And the reason I say that is if you common sense, just go out in public. Watch how people run around wearing them. Watch what they do while wearing them and tell me how that's effective.
Yeah.
It's not, folks. Any moron can figure out what I just said. Literally, any moron can go figure that out. This is not complicated, folks. I don't care what science you're looking at and reading, because the reality is science, even when it comes to the mask side of the fence, they're doing everything in a very controlled instance, very, very controlled environment, I should say, which, by the way, there's a lot of those studies that haven't proven that they actually help either. But bottom line is they're not looking at the way people actually wear these bloody things.
Bottom line, John, first of all, you're right. And secondly, the only way to literally stop the spread of a virus would be not only to literally separate all people, but to separate the air they breathe and the surfaces they touch. All of it.
It's not going to happen.
You would have to separate all of that. What do you do to an economy if you do that?
Well, we already have screwed one up completely by what we've done already. We haven't even gotten that severe.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we can't do it, folks. And those of you that think that there's tons of science out there proving masks work, I encourage you, go look and read the science. And by the way, don't read the science that's slanted on the left. Go out and do what I've done and read both sides and then make a determination as to what happens. There's a great Danish study, by the way, where they actually had a pretty controlled audience when it came to mask wearing, and they came up with the same conclusion I just said. They're ineffective.
Yeah.
At best.
When you have controlled tests
It always seems to go that way.
Yeah, they're not effective, folks. They are not helping the spread of this virus whatsoever. And by the way, we need to quit calling it a disease because it's not a disease. It's a virus. They're two different things.
Right. It's a virus.
Disease, virus, two completely different things.
Yeah. The bottom line, all you got to do is look at the numbers, look at the states that use it, don't. Look at the nations that use it, don't.
Data's
look
there.
At Europe. Look at death rates right now. It's obvious.
The data is there, folks. All right. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey Law is up next. Mobile estate planning. If you don't have your estate in order, please get with Michael and make that happen today. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, a good shop, folks, and Al would love to take care of you at a good shop. If you've been in an accident and need to get things fixed back up, they're certified. They can take care of your vehicle. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Welcome back, Rush to Reason. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. We have Mike from Extreme Auto Repair on with us today. Mike, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How is life treating you? Have a good Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, not complaining at all. So you know what? Doesn't matter what the outcome of elections are. Life goes on. We keep working, and that's what we do.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. All right. Talk to us about Extreme Auto Repair. What's going on as we head through the rest of winter? I think a lot of folks forget that. You know, yeah, we actually are just the beginning of winter. We got a full, you know, 2.5 months or so left, Mike, with everything from, you know, tires and maintenance and all the different things going on. Talk to us about what's going on at Extreme.
I mean, we got tires, batteries, fluids. I mean, you name it, just to get ready for the winter. You know, we want to make sure you're safe and sound for any kind of snowstorm, which can happen in Colorado. We do have a 0% for 6 months financing option if you do get approved, which is always a good thing to have, or you can always use your stimulus check if you get one.
Right.
But yeah, just cranking along and making the best of everything.
And guys, everybody listening, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, the average new price now, Mike, of a car is $40,000. Boy, you can do a lot of work to a current vehicle and or keep the maintenance up on your current vehicle, and at the end of the day, save a ton of money, because that 40 grand typically, Mike, is also being financed. So by the time it's all said and done, most people over the life of that car, not counting the maintenance they will still have to do on that new car, is more like 45, 46,000, not 40,000.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as that goes, we always have those punch cards, too. If you want to just keep up on the maintenance, you get the 6 free oil changes. You get discounts for 15% off. You get free flat repairs, free fluid checks, wash your fluid top off. I mean, obviously, just to keep your older vehicle going, I mean, oil changes right. is a big thing. It can definitely go a long way.
Okay, so how does I know we talked about this in the past, but to refresh everybody's memory, how does the punch card system work?
So we've got the two different punch cards, one for a full synthetic, one for our conventional. And you get 6 punches for 6 oil changes. You get 3 punches for any 15% off any repairs that we do, except tires, obviously, just because we sell tires at cost.
Right.
It's all around great deal. It's a good way to, you know, teach your kid if he's just starting to drive, put it in his hands on how to take care of his own
exactly.
vehicle.
No, I fully agree. All right. The other thing I know you guys do, and we touch on this occasionally, and I talk about it even to some extent with you, you know, or for you guys, I should say, but the diesel repair side of the fence. Not every shop out there, folks, works on diesel vehicles. So those of you out there listening to me that drive, you know, diesel trucks and even somebody that have fleet vehicles that are, you know, diesel engine powered, you guys can handle the diesel repairs as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got all the, you know, factory Ford, Chrysler, Chevy scan tools. You know, my guys are actually very knowledgeable about the diesels and repairs and all that stuff. Definitely can be a different ballgame.
Oh, it is totally different ballgame. So for all of you listening, the average technician that does normal gas engine work, and they could be very great technicians, not taking anything away from those guys, Mike. Some of those guys are just absolutely fabulous. But it's a different ball game than working on diesels. And by the way, the opposite is also true. I've seen a lot of guys that are really great on diesels that, you know, you switch over now to the gas side, and that's a different ball game. So they both have totally different technologies in how they actually, you know, work and operate and how the engine functions. And it's really important to have guys that understand that. And by the way, you just don't find everybody out there working on diesels because of what I just said.
Absolutely.
And it's a, and by the way, everybody listening, it's dirtier work too. That's the other reason why a lot of technicians don't get into it. But it is, it's just a whole different thought process, Mike, and how things work. And typically they're heavier trucks. They're meant to last longer and, you know, be a vehicle that is, you know, pulling and power and, you know, the fleets as far as the long-term maintenance and all of that. You gain a lot with a diesel, but the problem with that is you've got to find shops that will actually work on your vehicle outside of the dealership. And I'll also say this. There's a lot of dealers in town, Mike, that are not really up on the diesel end of things. And so that's another thing. Just because it's a dealer doesn't mean they're fully up on diesel. So it really is important to find a good diesel shop.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Good stuff. All right. So talk to us about tires. I know it's something we just keep hitting on over and over again. But for me, especially, Mike, this time of the year, it's just a big deal. We haven't had a chain law, you know, really go into effect yet in our area or even up in the mountains quite yet. But, you know, you and I both know that's coming. And the way that chain law works, folks, is you can go look that up. But bottom line is you've either got to have really good tires on your all-wheel drive vehicle or, in some cases, chain up. And if you're the cause of an accident because you don't have good tires, you could face a really big fine.
Yeah, and I mean, tires is obviously, like we've touched base with a bunch of times, a huge thing. I mean, we are a Cooper tire dealer. We do sell tires at cost. We do have full nationwide road hazard, comes with free rotations and flat repairs. I mean, truck, SUV, car, you name it.
Okay.
I can probably get it.
All right. So going back to the 6 months, 0% financing, can they use that to buy tires?
Yes, they can.
Okay, perfect. So folks listening, if you are in that position where you need tires and it's something you've been putting off because of money, and I get it, money's tight, Mike, for a lot of folks right now. I understand that. This gives them the opportunity to buy tires, wait, pay for it over 6 months, 0% interest, which that's a great deal.
Yes, it is.
Okay, when it comes to the 0% financing, do they need to talk to anybody specifically when they come out, or do they just mention that on the phone? Is that something they can do over the phone? Do they need to come in person? How does that work?
I mean, we can definitely run the application over the phone if they want to, or they can come in. Myself or Dave can definitely run that application, and you usually get pretty quick response right away. Like in-house, if they're standing right in front of me, should be able to get them a pretty quick answer.
Awesome. All right, so folks, it's again Mike out at Extreme Auto Repair. One last question, Mike, and again, we touch on this occasionally, but a lot of folks I know don't really know what to do if there's even involved in an accident, has nothing to do with auto repair, they're just in a collision and they need to go to one of our collision centers. You guys have full towing as well, right?
We do. We have first class towing in the same building here.
Which means you guys can take care of any towing that needs to happen as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And by the way, is there a radius? I don't think I've ever asked you this. Is there a radius for the towing, or do you guys go over the metro area?
Anywhere in Colorado.
Okay, anywhere in Colorado, folks. And by the way, they've got some big truck abilities, you know, to haul big, heavy equipment and big truck stuff as well. So that's Extreme Auto Repair, folks, 303-841-1071. And as always, you can find them on klzradio.com. Mike, I appreciate it. Looking forward to 2021. Thanks for all you do, sir.
Anytime, John. Have a good one.
You too, man. Take care.
You as well.
All right, appreciate it. All right, folks, and don't forget, we're talking about vehicle maintenance with Extreme Auto Repair and keeping things up to speed. The one thing they don't do, though, is auto glass, because we have somebody else that does that for you. That's Novus Auto Glass. And by the way, they will work with all the shops that we've got in our Colorado Select Auto Care group, where if your vehicle's there and you want some windshield work done at the same time, they'll coordinate all of that, even with the guys at Extreme. Novus is Latin for innovate. They'll handle everything on your vehicle, from headlights to windshield repair to windshield replace. Find a location near you. It's N-O-V-U-S. Just go to rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, we are going to head into movies in a moment. Andy, I, and Richard. Andy, what movies are we doing today?
One and done. One and done. In other words, movies you only watch once.
You only want to see once.
And by the way, they could be awful and that's why you don't watch them. Or they could be really good, but no, you don't want to see that movie again. And there's a lot of reasons why.
I have
why.
A lot on my list.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if I were to go back, I mean, I've given a lot of one stars and half stars over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you could grab some of those.
I could. I hadn't even really thought to.
I could have too, and I didn't think about it either, but I've got enough on here. We'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some good ones.
There are some bombs.
Oh, some are just like, really? Why did I watch it the first time?
Or some, it's the subject matter. Even
yes.
I've got a couple here that were even extremely well made. Great acting
it's just,
and everything.
You're done. Once you've seen it, you're done. You don't need to see it again.
Yeah, I don't want to see that again.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's what we're going to do next. So, folks, if you got some ideas, some have already been texting. Feel free to text us at 307-200-8222. And I should also tell you that if you're listening to our replay hour, thank you. We do appreciate it very much. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, Fix It Radio at 9, followed by Drive Radio at 10, and then Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms right after that. So we got a great Saturday lineup for you now, but we will be back. Hour number 2 is next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.